You know, we together are stronger by the sum of our parts than individually, and that the collective branding of the region would better position us to be competitive worldwide. And that message was very clear here today, and I was very happy to hear it, because it's very clear to anyone with a marketing background, and you look at what this area has, that we aren't harnessing those resources.
Catherine Johnston is an economist with SRI's International Center for Science, Technology, and Economic Development. She presented a regional business plan that outlines three key sectors of new growth, including the health industry, high-tech electronics, and environmental activities. A fourth proposed area suggested growth in financial and data services, but Tampa City Council member Mary Mulhern said that manufacturing real and tangible goods should be more of a priority than financial services, and Victor Crist agreed.
Well, we need to have diversity, economic diversity here, so that when we have ups and down trends in the economy, that we don't feel it as drastically as that we've had. We have solely depended upon tourism and real estate and development and ag in this state, and it's time that we looked to diversify so that we aren't as vulnerable to the swings in the economy. You know, as far as manufacturing industry, as long as it's a clean industry, because Florida has a lot of natural habitats, and we want to make sure we preserve that quality of life that makes us such a wonderful place to live and a destination state for most.
And protecting the environment is also important for the coastal tourism industry. St. Pete Beach Commissioner Al Halpern was curious as to why tourism was left out of the discussion.
Everything's interwoven, and I do agree with that. You know, the fact that they want to draw high-tech positions here or medical research or whatever, it's going to be, even that's going to be helped by the fact that this is a desirable place to be, and that's why tourists come here. Tourism is a key industry here in Pinellas County, and I don't think they're trying to grow that as much as they're focusing on the other things, because it's already there. But I didn't want it to be left out either.
Although plans for high-speed rail in Florida are but a memory by now, Clearwater City Council member Bill Johnson says that planners are working with local transportation organizations to make the area accessible for new industries.
They're going to be talking to potential industries that would be moving to this area and find out what they really need, which is the absolutely correct way to do it. I'm just wanted to make sure that that was part of the conversation. We've had a lot of discussion about T-BARTA and the regional transit, some of the projects that are going on. And the economy's kind of put a slowdown on some of those, but I think long-term we've seen some of the other communities that we compete with have been very successful in leveraging infrastructure improvements into economic development.
But Victor Crist says that while it's important to look at attracting new businesses, the region should also cooperate more and take stock of the local assets that are thriving already. He says that such venues of opportunity would be attractive to bringing new tourists, residents, and employers to the region as a whole.
The Tampa Bay region has so much to offer for quality of life. We have a wonderful quality of life here. You have the most beautiful beaches in the world. You have some of the most beautiful natural habitats for hiking or picnicking or camping. You have Honeymoon Island, which is world-class natural beauty. You have the Hillsborough River Basin. You have the Ringling Museum. You have downtown, beautiful downtown St. Petersburg, and beautiful downtown Little Dunedin, as well as Ybor City.
Success can be found in nearly every corner of the 8-county region, which includes Citrus, Hernando, Hillsborough, Manatee, Pasco, Pinellas, Polk, and Sarasota counties. Yet Crist says not enough is being done to collaborate and show how unified and powerful the localities are together as a regional economy.
Well, we need to harness these resources and put them into a single message that brands the Tampa Bay region. That single message would be stronger than most anyone else's in that would be competitive. We need to overcome the silos of all of these individual fiefdoms to work collaboratively together to be strong and to go after new business.